بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحديث السادس عشر. There is the 16th hadith in this chapter of Mujahada, making effort in striving in the path of Allah with reference to nafil ibadat, making lot of nafil namazes, etc., and gaining the closeness of Allah Ta'ala. This hadith, an Abi Mas'ud Aqaba ibn Amr al-Ansari al-Badari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu qala. It's in this narration, it's from Abu Mas'ud Aqaba ibn Amr al-Ansari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who is a sahabi who took part in the battle of Badr. He says, لما نزلت آية الصدقة, when the ayat of giving charity was revealed, encouragement that give charity, spend in the path of Allah Ta'ala. كُنَّا نُحَامِلُ عَلَى زُهُورِنَا. He says, our condition was that we were laborers and we should carry things on our back, like laborers carrying all cement, etc., on their backs, etc. He says that was our condition, our financial condition. In others, we were very poor. We were just hardly living hand to mouth. It was a difficult condition. And at that time, the ayat came down that give charity in the path of Allah. And we had nothing to give. We were in difficult plight ourselves. فَجَاءَ رَجُلٌ فَتَصَدَّقَ بِشَيْءٍ كَثِيرٍ فَقَالُوا مُرَاهِنٌ. And then a person came, whatever he had saved, and he had given a big amount in the path of Allah. Because, and this was also the frame of mind of the Sahaba. The ayat was revealed, give charity. Immediately they made amal. Whatever they had, the Sahabi was also a laborer, and he had saved up money, he came with a big amount and he gave it. Then the munafiqeen, and we must be always careful of them, who prevail amongst us even today. They told that they are doing it for show, that they are giving big amounts, they want name, fame, that they gave a lot. وَجَاءَ رَجُلٌ آخَرٌ فَتَصَدَّقَ بِصَاهٍ. Another person came and he gave a little bit. Just one saw is a measure which is about 3¼ kilos of some wheat or grain he gave, a small amount. And then they told, فَقَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَغَنِيٌ عَنْ سَاعٍ هَذَا. That they said that Allah is independent. What Allah is going to do with the small amount? In other words, when somebody gave a big amount, they say he's doing it for name and fame. When somebody gave a small amount, they say, what's the need of this? Allah doesn't need this. In other words, they always were taunting the true sincere believers who tried in their way to please Allah Ta'ala. And those munafiqeen are present today also. No matter what you do, they will find fault. You do good, they've got a lot of to say. You do a little, you do little, they've got a lot to say. So we must not be deterred and put off track by the criticism of these type of people. They are always there, and they are there to deter a person. But a person must remain firm and do what he has to do. فَنَزَلَتْ. Then the ayat of the Quran Sharif was revealed, الَّذِينَ يَلْمِزُونَ الْمُطَّوِّعِينَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فِي الصَّدَقَاتِ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَجِدُونَ إِلَّا جُهُدَهُمْ. Those people who always criticize and find fault, that is the munafiqeen, that whatever you do good, they find fault in it. If you give a big amount, they say you're doing it for name and fame, you want to show off. You give a small amount, they say the receipt costs more than the money you gave. You are a liability. What is it what you gave? مِنَ الْمُفِسَّدَقَاتِ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَجِدُونَ إِلَّا جُهَدَهُمْ. Whereas the true believers, whatever they have, they try and do. In the same way, in charity, Hazrat Shaykh Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali writes, there are many of those people who are engaged in the dhikr of Allah. When somebody sees them, then they are not making dhikr, but their stomach pains. They hate pains. Why are these people making dhikr? They can't see somebody making dhikr also. They don't make dhikr themselves. They can't see somebody else making dhikr. And then they start passing all types of remarks that it is bidah to make dhikr, etc. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali writes, these people in their humble way are out to please Allah Ta'ala. And these other people are there all the time in their proud way to criticize them. And the thing will become clear in the Akhirah, that who was there, who was working to please Allah in his way, and who were those people, they didn't do any good themselves, and when somebody else tried, they tried and stopped them also. The person who gave a lot of wealth in charity was Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala, one of the very wealthy Sahaba, and he gave a lot. He gave 8,000 dirhams, or according to others, 4,000 dirhams. That is gold coins he gave. Some say he gave 40 awqiyah of gold. That was also a measure. In other words, he gave a huge amount, what he had saved up. And the ayat was revealed, and immediately he went, and whatever he had saved, he gave that also away. And we will make mashura. We will make istikhara. We'll think of what to do. But the Sahaba were not like that, radiallahu anhu. They immediately made amal. The person who gave one sa', that is about 3.25 kilograms, was Abu Aqil, radiallahu anhu. A sa' is approximately 3.25 kilograms. This hadith stresses the need for every believer to strive and fulfill the obligations of Allah Ta'ala according to his ability and potential. All won't be the same, but everyone according to his capacity. And here also, Allah doesn't see the amount you gave. Allah sees what percentage you gave and with what sincerity and feeling. On the occasion of Tabuk, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made a collection, and he encouraged the Sahaba to give in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhum brought a large amount and he gave. After that, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu came and he gave less than Hazrat Umar. But when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked Hazrat Umar, how much have you given? He said, half of what I possess. And Hazrat Abu Bakr, when he asked him, he said, everything I had, I left nothing but trust on Allah's Rasul and his word. I left nothing at home. So though the physical amount was less, but its value was much more greater, he gave 100%. And Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu gave 50% of what he had. So it isn't the amount a person is giving, but according to a person's capacity. A person who is a billionaire and he gives a million rand, it's a big amount on its own. And a poor person who hasn't got anything, and he gives 100 rand, that 100 rand is more valuable than that million rand also. Because that poor person, whatever he has, the little bit he's got, but he has given a big amount according to him. And a billionaire who has got so much, though the amount is big, but compared to what he's got, it's just a small fraction that he has given. So it is what we give according to what we have. And in there also is encouragement, that don't think of trying to compare with other people, but what we have, how much we can spend. And this should be for everyone to spend in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Many times we feel, and unfortunately this has become the situation, that the business people, the rich people, they must give in the path of Allah. And the ulama generally feel themselves absorbed. That is not for us. That is for other people. Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, the madrasa you are teaching in, you also should give something in there. Whatever, you can't give like the wealthy business people, but you can give a small amount. Everyone should give sadaqah. Sadaqah is very much encouraged, and the virtues of it are very great. It saves a person from a bad mort, and he is blessed with a good mort. It saves him from the displeasure of Allah, and he gets the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Bad conditions which have come down already, they are removed by sadaqah. and difficult conditions which are on their way, sadaqah blocks it. And fights with it till the day of Qiyamah, doesn't allow it to come. So sadaqah is a very great thing, charity. One who seeks to please Allah and live according to the sunnah will also have to bear criticism. This also, when we are weak still in our iman, we get worried, people criticize us. We do this, people will talk, people will say this. That is not our worry in the least, but people's tongues, nobody could control them till today. People's tongues even speak against Allah Ta'ala. People's tongues speak against Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So that is the last thing that a person should worry. We should worry, is Allah happy with me or not? What's my position by Allah Ta'ala? Criticism are always going to be there. And many times it is good for us also. When people criticize us, it keeps us checked also. Otherwise we'll get big-headed. We'll think we are everything and we are the all. But when people criticize us, it helps to check us also. So criticism we shouldn't worry about. And that is the work of the munafiqeen. One good person who has passed away now, in Ali, in the work of tabligh also very much, whenever he should sit in any bayan, immediately his pen and paper used to come out. And he should note all the mistakes the speaker is making. Whether it is actual factual mistake or grammatical mistakes, pronunciation mistake. And then afterwards he should go and tell him, there's this mistake you made, that mistake you made. So he did not even spare Haji Bhai Fadia rahmatullah alayhi. Haji Bhai Fadia then mentioned that everyone has got his taqdeer. In his taqdeer is fault finding. That his work is just, he sits in the bayan, instead of getting hidayat, etc., his work is fault finding. And he sits with that niyat. And with his pen and paper, others sit to note what are points of value and to remember them. But he used to sit to note all the mistakes of the person. So we find all types of people, and that should not deter us in the least. But such criticism should not cause one to waver, but to persevere with the same passion, enthusiasm and vigor. While we are doing it for Allah, and we must keep on doing it, not worry what the people say. And that is also a test for us. Now because people are criticizing us, passing remarks, now we say we rather keep quiet. We rather not do this. Then we give up our iman and Islam also. We'll stop making namaz also. We'll stop dressing like Muslim. How many people criticize us? What are you dressing like this? Why you want to show off? You want to show you are very pious. If we carry on listening to them, they will take us out of Islam also. That you think you are a very pious person. So people and these munafiqeen are always there. They have been, they are now also. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made dua that beware for the alim who is a munafiq. So the sahaba asked, alim and munafiq, how can that be possible? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, yes, there will be plenty in my ummah. That they will be ulama also, but Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, they will be munafiqs also. So we must be very careful. And when good Allah wala people find fault with us, they consider it. That must be a mistake. And when people of batil find fault, don't worry about it. And in fact, Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi, when people criticize his bayans and his stand on deen, that is too harsh and too hard and too extreme, he said, I made shukr to Allah. That is a proof that I'm on haq. And if I want to please people and say things to make people happy, that is easy. And unfortunately, many people who want all, or who their object and motive is to please people, to get the praises of people, they will never speak the haq, because the haq is always bitter. Al-haqqu murrun. So they will just speak things to make people happy. But in the process, Allah is becoming unhappy. So we must see who we want to make happy. To make the people happy, we won't speak the truth. And we'll speak of the things which makes people happy. And then they will be happy with us, and we also happy. But when we go to the qabr, all that happiness will be changed into great, great, not only sorrow, but terrible punishment from Allah Ta'ala. So Allah give us hidayat and Allah make our iman strong just to please Him and not worry whether it's people in the family, whether it's friends, whether it is other people, whoever. We must see then, according to Quran and Hadith, if we are on the truth and righteousness, and see, don't judge ourselves that what the people are saying. The people's judgment and criteria is a very false criteria. It's not right at all. The Quran and Hadith criteria is the right criteria. May Allah give us all tawfiq.